Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, this was interesting. LeSean McCoy was on the I Am Athlete podcast, which, damn, that's a good podcast. I enjoy it very much. They got some good stuff going on. LeSean McCoy, right as they were about to wrap,
yeah,
I don't know how this just comes up with a minute left, but LeSean McCoy brought up a name that's been a popular name every time that there's a coach opening. One of the first names you hear is Eric Bieniemy. And there are a lot of people who wanted Eric Bieniemy to be the head coach of the Houston Texans before David Culley and before Lovie Smith. However, despite interviewing, I think, with close to half the teams in the NFL, if not more, Eric Bieniemy has not gotten a job. Here was LeSean McCoy as the podcast was about to wrap up, throwing this out there.
I'm going to say this. It's the reason why every year they keep hyping him up to get a coaching job, a head coach or offensive coordinator job from somewhere else, and you don't get one because
he's talking about Eric Bieniemy.
Because some players, right, he talks to him a certain way, and some players would take it. I wouldn't take it. Like, whoa, that's why. It's not because he's a black coach. That's not the reason. The reason that because he, I won't get into that, but I'll say this.
You can't say there's a reason.
We got 2 minutes, but it's a reason why that every year they hype him up to get a job, and then when the time comes, nobody hires him because they know what type of coach he really is.
So you're saying Eric Bieniemy was
good night.
I actually am more inclined to believe this than anything else you've heard on Eric Bieniemy, because we've consistently said, and we know he's got a track record that goes back quite a while, quite a ways. You know, people change, like late mid 90s into the early 2000s. He was arrested a couple of times. And I don't think that's it.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's it.
I don't think so either.
I think it's just he is a personality
like Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians had to wait damn near 3 decades, and you can make a case he might have never been a head coach.
Yeah.
If Chuck Pagano hadn't gotten cancer, he took over, got coach of the year, then got his first full time opportunity.
I've had people tell me that it's because of the arrests way back when. Look, the NFL doesn't care about arrests way back when. I've heard people tell me, he had kind of reportedly rumored, these NCAA violations that he was involved in at Colorado included prostitutes and all. I've had people tell me that. I don't think it's that either. I think he's just a personality that is difficult to get along with and can maybe be, harsh, unfairly harsh, perhaps. It's not as coaching. I mean, we can argue as coaching all you want, but he's qualified to become a head coach. When you see some of the guys becoming head coach, on paper, he's qualified. So it's not his rap sheet back in the day. It's not those rumors about what he did at Colorado. It's not his resume. I think it's just the guy. I think the guy is just a tough guy to get along with.
It is half the teams in the league. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It does seem like, he's kind of the guy that generates the most emotion with coach openings. I have no idea. I know there's I've talked to some NFL media types, and I'm pluraling it, that are like, it's really, there's a lot more to it than people say, but I don't want to say it because I don't want to get attacked by the people that are waving the flag for Eric Bieniemy. John Legend was tweeting about him. When's the last time John Legend tweeted about coaching? That's kind of random, but there are, I think there's some people scared to put it out there because there could be some. But that was LeSean McCoy. He wanted to get that in, and he did so. NFL.com says Marlon Mack is one of the underrated offseason additions. I don't know whether this is true, but if it does end up being true, I am going to salute Nick Caserio more than I already do because I'm concerned about the running back position. If you're getting the Marlon Mack from a few years ago, that would be great. I have my doubts that the third best running back in Indianapolis is going to come here and rush for 1,000 yards or whatever. But if that happens, let's praise Nick Caserio more than we already do.
Well, there's something else that they said, and we talked about this for just a sec earlier, and my opinion is I get it. They put together a sound case, but it was from 2019, and he's been beat up a lot before. He's had an Achilles injury, hadn't really had any success since 2019. Fingers crossed, but we'll see on that. But they did something else. They saddled him with one of the OTA cliches. Let's call it that. And this time of year, summertime, bearing down on us, organized training, team activities, etc. They said, if healthy. They said that twice. If healthy, etc., 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 on Marlon Mack. So it got me to thinking about some of the things we've already heard, not just here in Houston with the Texans, but a couple of them have been with the Texans. I mean, it just goes back to the same old things this time of year. If healthy, we've heard.
Yeah, that's a big if, though.
And I know. And that's why I was like, well, of course, if healthy. But we just laid out, you know, the injuries he's had. Then I started thinking about some of the things we've already heard this May. And one of them is absolutely in Davis Mills' wheelhouse. But the first one is he's in the best shape of his life.
Okay.
That's Zach Wilson, I guess.
He's jacked.
Yeah, all these other stuff. And then this one we hear at every camp this time of year. Fill in the blank. Usually,
first guy to leave.
Usually,
first
no, no.
Guy to
well,
come,
that's
last
coming.
Guy to leave.
That's coming. But usually, this is like a late round pick, or an undrafted.
It's turning
pick.
Heads.
Bingo.
I really got that.
So and so is really turning some heads. How many times have you heard that?
We heard that with David Johnson.
Yeah, we heard that. And then we've heard this recently.
Give me a hint.
As well.
Give me a hint.
A player goes from one team to another team.
Oh, he's the right fit.
Rejuvenated.
This system might be right for him. Yeah. Then there's this one, which I
could really benefit from a change of scenery.
And then there's this one, which I've heard about Davis Mills. And you want to believe it. You want to be optimistic. But then you think, man, I hear this every year.
All right.
About Davis Mills. That's the hint.
He really seems to be progressing information well. The game slowed down.
You're in the ballpark. He's really throwing a beautiful ball. You can say that every May at OTAs. And then the number one, if I had to give him a list, he's the first one in the building and the last to leave.
God.
I want to go to a building.
I want to put this, I want to witness this for
myself. Exactly. I want to go to a building, 4 a.m, whatever it is. I don't know what time, you know, the players get there, coaches get there before, and literally find out who was the first person in the building and then who was the last one out. Because I guarantee it's not the same person.
Bill O'Brien was that guy. I'll give Bill O'Brien that. He was that guy.
Yeah.
How much does it matter, though?
Yeah, it didn't matter at all. And secondly, they say about 10 different guys on the same team. Like, they know, like, Marlon Mack, Davis Mills, Brandon Cooks. I mean, I'm just giving examples. You know, he's the first one in the building. Well, he can't be. He can't be the first one in the building.
Unless they're all tying.
Exactly.
They could like,
one,
walk,
two, three, go.
They could, like, put their arms around each other and tie.
Yeah.
Like, go, but then if one of them goes sideways to get in the door, then he's actually the first and the guy behind him is not the first.
And
so how do you tie to get in? Maybe they go in through like the big garage opening and they all just like.
Yeah, the little under thing.
Like Red Rover style. Red Rover, and they walk
in
the building.
We're all the first
one
in the building. We're all the last one out. I want to know who is like literally the first one in the building. I guess it's I want to say janitor, but I know there's another word they like to use.
Custodian?
The custodian. It's got to be. The custodian is always the first one in the building,
Shout
right?
Shout out to all the custodians out there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but love for you. That's Around the NFL here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Tony Busby joined us for a long sit down. We're going to play that for you right now, starting with just the overall assessment of what this process has been like from the beginning to now, here's the exclusive Tony Busby interview on Sports Radio 610.
Well, you know, people have criticized because, you know, I was very hesitant at the beginning, as you know, to even take the case, just because I had taken a few cases like this in the past, and it's so hard on the plaintiffs. I mean, it's just they get roundly vilified, and it you know, these cases have a life of their own, and certainly I never expected that there would be more than 20 people who would come forward. I expected there would be, you know, some, just because this kind of conduct that's been alleged, you know, it's not the kind of thing that somebody does only once. It's very weird, and it's kind of just very off the wall. So, you know, one of the things I told one of my young lawyers was, you know, the likelihood, if he did this once, he probably did it more than once. But when this all started out, I don't think anybody, I certainly did not predict that it would become this big of a deal. I thought that, you know, I've handled cases similar to this. The one that's probably most similar is the case I handled against Stanley Marsh, who created Cadillac Ranch. He was alleged to have assaulted more than 30 young boys. And that was just a gut-wrenching process. It was huge news, of course, in West Texas. He was ultimately indicted. The case is resolved. Hopefully I did some kind of good for those young men, and that was the end of it. This thing has you know, gone on a lot longer. And, you know, most of the folks in Houston in Texas are very familiar with the case, but now that Deshaun Watson has moved on to Northeast Ohio, you know, it's a whole different market. And so we just went through the whole thing again. And now here we are going through it even again, because, you know, the NFL might finally take some sort of action. So, you know, it's been a roller coaster. You know, good things have happened for the case, things that are not so good have happened for the case, but what has remained the same, and what I've been most proud of, is how resolute these women are, and how courageous they are, and how brave they've been, and, you know, how they've just hung in there, and everything that's been thrown at them, and they have just they have a lot of fortitude, and it makes me very, very proud of them, and you know, I admire them for that, because you know how sports fans are. I don't need to tell you, some of these sports fans are just, you know, to the detriment of victims. They love their team, they love their player, and that's one of the things I tried to explain early on to a few of these plaintiffs. Like, you know, there's going to be people. It doesn't matter if this was on video. They are going to criticize, vilify, hate on you, do nasty things, say nasty things. You know, everybody's very brave when they're on Twitter, especially when, you know, you think that Deshaun was. What I always thought was interesting is most of the people that defend Deshaun Watson and what he is alleged to have done the most, and who criticize and call names to these women the most, are people that Deshaun Watson doesn't know, would never know, and he doesn't care anything about them. But they will still, you know, say these nasty things. You know, I've received death threats, as you probably know. Many of these women have received death threats, some of the most vile things that people say. So, you know, it's I'm a Marine, of course, and I'm used to being, you know, I've been through some things that maybe my skin is a little thicker than others, but people can be quite nasty. So it's been a range of emotions, but what has remained the same is the cases continue to get stronger. Things keep coming out that makes the case even stronger. And if God willing, we're going to be able to try one of these cases. And people, I think it's going to, a lot of these naysayers and these people that have been so nasty are going to have to eat their words. And I'm looking forward to that.
All right, that's Tony Busby. More with Tony Busby coming up here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, our exclusive sit-down. The claims that Deshaun Watson was actually come on to by these women, that they approached him for sexual encounters, along with Tony Busby's theory on why Deshaun Watson brought his own towel, and the allegations that Tony Busby doesn't care about these women, he's just a clout chaser. More with Tony Busby coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Bullets and Bugs tour continues. We'll talk to Clint Sterner on the show, Hughley, about 25 minutes. I want to ask Clint something. He said something a couple times that got my attention, connecting one of the Texans' best players to one of their rookies. I just want to pick his brain on that a little bit and see what he means by it. So we'll go to them in 25 minutes. But here's more with Tony Busby, our exclusive sit-down. Extended interview with the attorney of Deshaun Watson's 22 accusers. Here's more Tony Busby on In the Loop. Talking to Tony Busby here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, the attorney for the 22 accusers of Deshaun Watson. What do you say to the notion that you took this case on for attention? And Tony Busby just loves attention. I guess, what is your reaction to that, that Tony Busby took these cases on for clout?
About is the stupidest thing that somebody could say. And I think she's been roundly laughed at for saying something like that. I mean, you know, I ran for mayor of this town. You know, when I go try cases, you know, 90% of the jury panels know who I am, and they have opinions, right or wrong. I certainly would not take a case that's cost me a lot of money, that's cost to the exclusion of other cases I could be working on. I believe in these cases. I believe in these women. I believe in this cause. You know, when I first decided to take the case, it was, of all people, it was one of my daughters who told me, "Dad, this is why you went to law school." If it were anybody else that I had any respect for that would say something like that, it would probably be insulting. But based on what I know about my opponents, I'm not too concerned. I mean, they are grasping at straws. They've thrown everything they can think of to see what will stick. And I guess the latest one is let's attack Tony Busby. But, you know, I've been attacked before. I'm not too concerned about it. But I think we all saw that gambit that they tried fell flat, because think about what they're suggesting. They're suggesting that 22 women got together and lied. That I guess their unsaid thing is that I got 22 women together who I'd never met before and know nothing about up until this case, who didn't know each other, from four different states, to lie so I could increase my social media presence. That's pretty stupid, I think.
She's kind of saying that you're conspiring to get these women together to basically take down one of the most popular quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, I guess if you take the next logical step, that's the case. That there's a lot of arrogance in that, I think. Contrary to, I guess, you know, I'm not on sports radio. I'm not in the sports world. I never thought about Deshaun Watson one second until I got the first call. I mean, it's not something that's part of my, you know, daily routine, thinking about Deshaun Watson or that kind of stuff. So it's so ridiculous. It's one of those kind of just asinine, ridiculous allegations that people make when they're grasping for straws. It's almost impossible to me to even come up with some response to it, because it's so stupid. I did see that. And I watched the special, and I was surprised to see that, because just so we're clear, you know, Rusty Harden and his team, they don't do a lot of civil cases. They do a lot of criminal cases, and I think they do very well at that. If I were somebody accused of something, they may be Rusty, not about his team, but Rusty would be a person I would call. He knows what he's doing in the criminal process. There's no doubt about that. But if I were facing civil liability, that'd be the last person I would call. So I just kind of consider the source when people make those kind of claims, because that kind of stuff, those kind of allegations don't work. It doesn't work. Attacking the lawyer on the other side, especially, you know, somebody who, you know, I've done pretty well for myself in the courtroom. I hope I've done well, because people see that I don't try to snow people. I don't try to pull the wool over their eyes. If there's a weakness, I let them know about the weakness. I always see it when the lawyers resort to attacking me, they're really grasping. They're desperate. So on the one hand, of course, nobody likes to have mean things said about them. But on the other hand, as far as the case goes, I think it kind of tells you where we are in the case, that they've given up arguing the law, that they're giving up on arguing the facts. They're not attacking. They had the opportunity to attack the credibility of a particular case, and instead they chose to take their little 10 minutes of fame, if you will, and attack me. And it is what it is. And, you know, when the good news is for me, when we get to the trial, you know, I hope they do that, because if they do that, you know, they're sunk.
You said, we're talking to Tony Busby here on Sports Radio 610. You said something that triggered my exact follow-up. And my question is this. Why would they say, because you said they're grasping. So why would they say repeatedly no to an interview request from HBO in your mind, and then in the 11th hour, all of a sudden say, we want to be on there?
I got to give Mr. Harden, Rusty, credit. You know, he's, for somebody who says he's given up on the, you know, winning the court of public opinion, they sure have been trying. You know, he did everything he could. You know, his face was on every camera he could get in front of to try to lessen the blow. And let's be clear, the so-called blow from HBO was...
I didn't understand what the payoff was of that. Because when Gumbel came on and said, at the last minute they want to do something, as an observer, I'm sitting there thinking, damn, they must have something real intense here. And then she says the stuff she said, and I was like, what? They needed to get that in?
That's it. I thought you had some kind of silver bullet was going to exonerate your client. You keep saying... What I've never understood is, you know, I've talked to Rusty about this, is like... You keep claiming that you want to clear your client's name. You keep saying that. I've given you the opportunity to try the first case in July. I cleared my calendar to do it. I've been over backwards to give you all the information you claim you need to do that. But then when push comes to shove, you don't want to do it. And then you have an opportunity with you know, HBO. I was told by one of the producers when they came to interview these plaintiffs that this is one of the longest running shows on TV. Apparently it has a wide viewership. You know, you had a chance to talk. I mean, your client's no longer pleading the fifth. He had a chance to talk. They just didn't want to face the hard questions. And then at the ninth hour, Ms. Graham goes on and her gambit, her position is to attack me. I think we agree that fell flat, but I want to make sure people remember kind of where this all started and what we've kind of learned. Here's a guy who admits in deposition he is a world-class athlete. He is a one-of-a-kind talent, and I'm not suggesting he's being arrogant about it. I think he is that, and he can have any trainer that he wants in the world. He has a personal quarterback coach, all of the resources of the Texans organization. He is a star. But instead of using those resources, he leaves the facility and he drives all the way to Manville. And the listeners will understand what I'm talking about, near Pearland, 45 minutes in traffic to meet somebody who's not even a licensed massage therapist, bringing with him and sitting on the street in his, you know, $200,000 car with a small towel and a non-disclosure agreement, waiting for her to go to her mother's house, and she's flattered and she's excited because Deshaun Watson wants a massage, and that's one of the things that she was trying to develop that business, and insists that nobody be at the house. Where in what world is that normal? That's not normal conduct, and that happened time and time again with different women every single time. And so, you know, when we're talking about normal conduct and what's expected conduct, that right there in my mind tells the tale. And now that Watson's legal team has admitted what I already knew to be the case, which was there were some women that he met, and at least with the 22, he finally admits that there was sex, although I had to force him to say it in one of the depositions. Now we know, my position has always been, he was seeking these women out off Instagram, not for massage, but for something else, but he wasn't telling them that. And he was springing it on them in the session. So here they are, starry-eyed, and thinking they're going to increase and do something good for their business. And then the next thing you know, this thing takes an ugly turn, and they're trying to normalize that. And that's not normal conduct. And that's what the case is going to be about. And, you know, Rusty Harden and his team can attack me. He can attack the plaintiffs. He can attack, you know, just go into attack mode. But at the end of the day, that's conduct that is just not conduct that's normal. And it's very hard to defend.
All right, there you go. Tony Busby here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. The full interview will be on the Odyssey app shortly. Fire up that Odyssey app and maximize the awesome resource that is the Odyssey app. Coming up, we'll talk to Clint Sterner on the show. Hughley, one of the Texans' best players has been linked to one of the rookies. I want to pick Clint's brain on that because I've heard him say it a couple of times. Haven't heard too many people saying that. I'm intrigued to hear what he has to say about that. We'll also put a bow on the show and head into one of the best weekends of the year for most of us. Just another day for the OG John Lopez next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Why no criminal charges? That's a question we asked Tony Busby. Well, here's some more with Busby before we go out to the Bullets and Bugs tour with Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley. More of Tony Busby's exclusive interview here on Sports Radio 610.
Talking to Tony Busby here on In the Loop on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. The other thing that stuck out with the HBO thing, and look, we can take in all the information. You can have your doubts on one end. You can have your doubts on the other. We try to go off of facts instead of hearsay. They flat out came out and said, and they being the woman from Rusty's law firm, that there were only three acts of consensual sex, which is what she said. And she took it a step further and said that the women came on to Deshaun after the massage. Is that what the cross-examination is going like? Is that the claim that he just went there to get a massage and then all of a sudden the massage ends and the woman just suggests that? Is that what you're being told too?
That's their position. Because, you know, I've maintained all along that the reason he brought the towel was because he did not want to leave his DNA there. I've maintained that from the beginning, because it's very strange for you to go to a massage session and bring your own towel when most massage therapists have draping and a table and so forth. But he insisted on using his own towel, which he brought with him, which, you know, he no longer has, just so we're all clear. Of the depositions I've taken of him, I've only taken one of the 22. I think we're about halfway through where he's finally admitted that there was, first he said there was no sex, and then I kept pressing him. He said, oh, yes, there was oral sex. Now, this is a woman who claimed, and we pled, and I think she's incredibly believable and makes a great witness and a very believable and consistent story that he basically threatened her to perform these acts. But his position is that the massage was over, and then she came back into the room and asked him, could she perform oral sex on him? Now, you know, I guess there are great lawyers in the country, and there are great lawyers in the state of Texas, but I'm still waiting to see the lawyer who is going to make that case. But that's their position, and it's pretty ridiculous. It doesn't, you know, meet the smell test, but that's their position, that the women asked for it, that the women requested it, but only
all three.
Yeah. And I think the only reason he admits that is because it's kind of like and this is just my thought. Mm-hmm. The reason he finally admitted that he apologized to Ashley Solis is because we have his text messages. Now, let's remember, he has no direct messages. He provided no text messages. He changed phones after that massage session and changed numbers. He deleted all of his direct messages on Instagram. But we have them. And so he had to come up with a story with Ashley Solis as to why he would send her a message where he apologized.
Now, Rusty said that leaked testimony or whatever was inaccurate.
Rusty's a gaslighter. I'm sorry to use that phrase, but I had several different people use that phrase with me about Mr. Harden, basically denying something that is pretty clear. You know, the message is clear. He apologized. The deposition testimony is clear. I don't know if he's trying to make a distinction between crying and being teary-eyed. Maybe that's his distinction. I'm not sure what his distinction is, but there's no doubt that Deshaun Watson testified at two or three times during that sworn testimony that Ms. Solis was teary-eyed and in the session, and then he sent a follow-up apology and she never responded to it. And the same is true with the I think they believed that, because I've made I've mentioned several times that you know, why did you bring the towel? I think they were concerned that there were DNA issues, and so they've, you know, admitted that there was sex, but now they say it was consensual. I mean, this is just, you know, they're doing what they can to defend their client, and I would suggest they're doing what they can to defend the indefensible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, that's Tony Busby. If you missed the interview, there's a lot more meat on the bone there. The claims that the women came on to Watson, why there weren't criminal charges, just flat out asked why. He had a lot to say about that, so you don't want to miss out on that. First extended interview Tony Busby has done on the website right now. Figgy's got it up there. So if you want to check out the full interview, fire up that Odyssey app and check it out. I promise you will not be disappointed, no matter how you do or don't feel about the process that has been very, very wild since last year.
And I mentioned to you my big takeaways, the big kind of newsy things that happened in it. I'm curious, though. Well, just to rehash, I mean, obviously he responded. You heard it. I'm not going to go over it too much, but he responded to the in his view, putting it all on him. But I am curious what your thoughts are, and we haven't really dug into this, on this article. And if you didn't hear it, it's on the Odyssey app, that he's been tipped off about some journalistic piece that he said was very well sourced, that he doesn't know exactly what's in it, but it was good. It definitely is going to have something to do with either rumor or report or suggestion about the grand jury and the DA not getting this taking this case to court in a criminal way. See, I'm very curious.
I just there were no criminal charges filed, so that's all I know. Like the article here, there, Rusty tells this person something, Tony tells this person something. I don't put too much into it. I in my eyes, criminally, Deshaun Watson's innocent.
Well, no, he absolutely is.
So I don't.
He absolutely is. I'm just saying that, you know, all of a sudden is this. He said it was like new information and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
we'll see. It's supposed to come out next week. He said the next few days.
I wouldn't expect him to say any different. He represents the accusers, and Rusty Harden represents Deshaun Watson, which, by the way, Rusty has an invite to come on to Sports Radio 610 as well anytime. I know he's done some interviews, so if he hears anything Busby said, then the floor is open to Rusty. Might be in the morning. I would just keep an eye on that. So might hear from Rusty Harden as well as the wildest story, one of the wildest stories in the history of the city, when you just take in what Deshaun Watson was, what we thought Deshaun Watson was going to be, the fact that he's no longer, and this is just competitively, the fact that he's no longer going to be here, and then all the extra stuff that that came into play that we didn't even think was a possibility, the off-field allegations. Memorial Day weekend, one of the best weekends of the year, or just a ho-hum.
Or just a weekend?
Another weekend for John Lopez.
Don't blame me for that.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, like, don't wish John Lopez a happy Memorial Day weekend. Because every weekend's Memorial Day weekend for you. So you're like a stoner on 420. I ain't giving you no love. Like, you go do your thing. Matter of fact, this might be too amateur for you. You might avoid the lake because there's going to be too many amateurs.
So much crowd.
Yeah, it's like a dude who goes to the bar 3 days a week.
Yeah.
You don't want to go out on New Year's with all these jamokes puking on themselves, crowding the bars, taking me 10 minutes to get a drink. Normally, I walk up here, they know my name, they got my drink poured for me.
I might have to just force myself, though. Got some ribs I'm going to make, some smoke. Got some fishing I'm going to do. Got some beverages I'm going to drink.
Man, I want some ribs. I'm going to eat some. I'm going down to East Texas. We're frying fish, though. A lot of fish.
Yeah?
A lot of fish.
Fish fries are fun.
I love fried fish.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So tasty. What Especially do you got going, Fig?
I'm chilling this weekend, man.
Oh, yeah?
I'm chilling.
Just chilling? Mm-hmm. You and wifey? She giving you a honey-do list again, or what?
Not really.
Hey, she's out of school, right?
Yeah.
How about that?
We just gonna chill at the house, man. We ain't got no big family down here, so we just gonna chill.
So, Figgy, do you like when wife's on summer or not?
Not really.
Yeah, see, Figgy likes his own time.
It throws my morning off because she's there.
Figgy likes his own time.
I have a routine.
Him and his wifey. I love his wifey. But they're a perfect couple, but every guy likes that, like, 2 hours at home in silence.
I think we all like that.
Just that 2 hours of just chilling, waiting.
Watching what I want to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What has she been watching?
She a 911 person. I don't really care for that show.
I've been watching.
Oh, the actual show.
Show, yeah. Okay.
I've been watching Breaking Amish.
I've seen it. It's intriguing, but I haven't watched the show yet.
I don't know if you would like it. It's like that tacky. It's up my alley, tacky reality TV. So I've watched Breaking Amish like every season.
I was watching a show called Candy.
Candy?
What is that on Hulu. What is that? It's actually based on a true story about a lady. I want to say she's from Texas, and she killed the neighbor's
wife. I've seen the
like
trailer
that.
For this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen the trailer. Is it good?
Jessica Biel. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
You see that 30 for 30 next week? They're doing an M1 mixtape tour, 30 for 30.
That should be good.
Can't wait for that.
So what was the big deal with the Versus last night? God. I saw so many
UGK
tweets.
Versus 8-Ball and MJG.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. And why is... Why is Landry rolling his eyes?
Yeah, we might as well move on, man.
It wasn't that good?
No. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
How did they don't do like these artists? Like, what did they do when Pimp C was on? They just played it? Like, who performed it?
Bun B. Just like how he do at every concert
I don't know.
Perform the songs.
It's hard to do the UGK, like, full matchup without Pimp C. That's all I'm saying.
No duh.
No, that's what I'm saying. No duh. So that's why it's a weird versus for me.
Bun B do it all the time, though. So it's not like Bun B never performed these songs.
What's the biggest beatdown in the history of Versus of all the matchups?
Dipset versus the Lox. Dipset looked awful, man. That was the worst.
The Lox beat them?
Yes. It was bad.
Okay.
Song for song, performance wise, it was Dipset did not show up good. And that was probably the only one where you was like, damn, like nobody picked Dipset's side at all.
This might be a sin, especially from
the Jeezy Gucci one.
No, that was awesome. That was the best one ever. That'll never be topped. Although we know who won. 3-6 Mafia beat the crap out of Bone Thugs. Bone Thugs, they bored the hell out of me with that.
See, I disagree with that because you got a lot of people that like Bone Thugs' performance.
Dude.
It wasn't lopsided.
You've seen a Bone Thugs concert. I've seen one. It's boring.
Boring?
Their concerts are boring. Come on. There are some guys... riding to Bone Thugs is nice, but their concerts are boring.
So what's the difference?
Gucci's a terrible performer too.
But the difference between 3-6? What was they doing that was off the chart?
3-6 is nice, man. They jump around and all that. Juicy J is crazy. Juicy J can put on a concert. You got DJ Paul. You got all the people with him. 3-6 is nice. Bone Thugs are just sitting. See the cross.
I mean, they not a jump around type of group.
Exactly, which is why the concert's
boring. So you don't think the show is good? It's not like they're not singing; they're not rapping and singing the way they should.
It doesn't sound as good. It doesn't sound the same, which happens.
Well, that's big. That's
disagree
boring.
With that. I disagree with that. I think they sound pretty good, but they're not jumping off of a stage or nothing.
I think they got beat down by 3-6 Mafia.
You know what? You know what? You know what you can do this weekend. You know what you really can do this weekend?
What's that?
And I'm serious, even though you roll your eyes and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no.
So a lot of people have gone to see Top Gun today. I guess today was the official big, big opening. Dude, I might have to take a break from my fishing and cooking to go see it.
See, I've never seen the first, so I might do a Top Gun review over the weekend.
That's what I'm saying. You got to go see it.
Does it travel with time? Top Gun.
Go see watch the first one when you get home or whenever you
yeah, I'll
get,
watch
wherever
it.
You go.
I'll watch it.
And then go watch Top Gun Maverick.
I'll give an honest review of Top Gun. What are we going to call this? 40 years too late.
I had very low expectations, and every review I've seen is off the charts.
Let's talk to Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley. Fellas, how you living?
Hell, I was wondering. I was wondering we was going to get out here to us. I mean, listen, the ability for you, Landry, to run down all-time greats, it is a special, special task that you are. I think you have been put here. At least that's the way it comes off. You've been put here because I was about to come unhinged. The way when I heard you were shaking your head about 8-Ball MJG versus UGK, because I was going to say, now surely he's not about to take them out for music.
No way.
But no, he came around to all-time greats like Bone Thugs that just, I mean, with his mop and broom.
They're not good in concert.
Took their asses right off the
some
stage.
Some guys aren't good in concert. They're not. Like, I'm not taking anything away from them. They're not good in concert. I'm serious.
I mean, and then he took on and then he took out a Top Gun on the way out.
Yeah.
He had a little bit more room.
Welcome to my world, boys. Welcome to my world.
I heard him yesterday take Fill the Dreams out. I mean, in fell swoop.
Oh yeah.
Fill the Dreams.
Don't get me started. Hey, Clint, I teased this earlier. You had me kind of excited yesterday because you were talking about Brandon Cooks and John Mechie and the comparison between the two. I got in my house. What excites you about Mechie and kind of reminds you of Cooks?
Well, we were specifically talking about what the hell this offense is going to do when they get in the red zone, right? And how they're going to have to win. And we were talking about Pep Hamilton having to scheme. And when you have to do those things, they don't have anybody unless you want to couch Nico Collins as the guy that can go win 50-50 balls. They don't really have anybody you can depend on in that world. So. We were talking about just from the precise route running ability, the twitch where he can run the whips and the juke routes and things of that nature to create separation when you don't have 40 yards to do it. Basically, their ability to create separation and become available for the quarterback with using twitch and change of direction versus size or speed. And so I think both of those guys, particularly when you get inside the red zone, are gonna be very similar players if and when Mechie is ready to play at the NFL level and matures to be who we think he is. I think he has a chance to fill the void, not fill the void, but be very similar, the mold, if you will, of a Brandon
man,
Cooks.
I'm telling you, man, I feel like I'm so happy to get to look at some rookies in a couple of months. I'm so pumped for that. Yeah.
Hey, Lockdog, you remember the whip route he ran to the short side of the field. It was, I believe it was a game winner when they struggled against Auburn and came back and won it late.
Oh, yeah.
Like that little, I mean, call it a slant return or a whip or whatever the hell they want to call it. I mean, that is just elite, man. And that's the kind of thing that the point is that's the kind of thing that the Texans are going to have to do in the red zone to create opportunities for Davis Mills to get to mid 20 touchdown range, if you will. So Mechie can damn sure do that if he gets back healthy.
The more you watch him, the more I kind of found myself, and this is kind of the sad world I'm living in right now with Deshaun Watson, the player being gone. Is I watch Mechie work off of Young when things break down, and I'm like, damn, what would that have looked like before? Good night.
Nasty. Absolutely nasty. He's got a knack too. That's a great point, Locke. I mean, he is very, very good in those moments. But he's got that knack to work the middle of the field that just a lot of guys don't have the guts to do it. They don't have the ability to do it. They don't have they're not comfortable over the middle. They're not patient enough. I mean, he does it. I mean, it just jumps off the tape, J-Lo. It jumps off the tape every time you watch an Alabama game. That's it, baby. Watch the tape, man. I mean, every time you watch an Alabama game that he was involved in, it's like he's running – with no, I mean, and there's nobody within 5 yards of him. Well, he feels that. That's special.
Fellas, what's coming up on the show? I'm assuming you already have a $100 tab at the bar.
Well, we're about getting there close. We had Sam's boat out here in Cyprus, and It is a beautiful, beautiful time that is going to be had out here. And Landry, to let you know, I already had a little bit of that chicken and sausage gumbo.
There we go.
A nice little shrimp and crab salad here, man. I'm ready.
Guys,
to ride.
This is, we're right on the water.
Yes,
some kind
are.
Of little man-made canal here. I don't know what waterway it's coming off of, or the whole thing's man-made, but it's absolutely beautiful. One of these days, I'm gonna live in a community where you pull your golf cart up to Sam's boat on the water and watch games and have a good time with the family. I'm going to do that. It's one of those kind of joints. Y'all come through
wow.
and see
it.
McLean will be pulling it up around 4 o'clock as well, so we'll have fun with the general too.
There we go. Clint Sterner, Ron, this show, Hughley, here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Shout out to the Loopholes. Have a good Memorial Day weekend. If you don't have to work, act an ass. If you do, look on the bright side. Less traffic. Thanks to Tony Busby for hopping on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline and giving us a half an hour of his time. If you missed it, fire up the Odyssey app. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. Talk to you Tuesday, 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley are next.
You're my reality, yet I'm lost in a
thank you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.